As the violence in the Middle East steadily worsens, Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak visits the White House today in search of a solution. He and President Bush are expected to discuss a new peace initiative by Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah. The plan basically urges Arab states to recognize Israel in exchange for Israel's withdrawal to pre-1967 borders, NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Saudi initiative has generated excitement because the conservative Saudi regime exerts strong influence in the Arab world. But the initiative's prospects amid escalating violence are uncertain at best. Officials in the United States, Europe, Israel, and the Arab states are waiting for Crown Prince Abdullah to present the plan formally during an Arab summit in Beirut at the end of March. U.S. officials have called it a significant development, while cautioning that it will be hard to move ahead with any initiative at the current level of violence. Secretary of State Colin Powell was one of several administration officials who met with Mubarak yesterday.
I think the Crown Prince's statement was an important one, but at this point it is a vision that we all have to examine, and hopefully it's a vision that all Arab nations and Israel will look at, and that all of us together in the European Union, the United States, and other leaders around the world will look at this vision and see what we can do to make this vision a reality.
Powell spoke with Javier Solana, foreign policy chief for the European Union, at his side. The EU is enthusiastic about the Saudi proposal. Solana, who visited the Middle East last week, including Saudi Arabia, told reporters it's a window of opportunity.
I had a meeting with the Crown Prince Abdullah in Jeddah, and I saw him determined to put these ideas forward. And we have to work and to work together, to work with him, so that the summit that will take place in Lebanon of the Arab League may be a success, an important step toward what we want, to want peace in the Middle East.
Skeptics of the new initiative suggest the Saudis simply are trying to rehabilitate their image in the United States in the aftermath of September 11th. But an Israeli official in Washington, who asked not to be named, says Abdullah's suggestion has garnered a lot of interest in Israel, partly because the prince called not just for peace, but normalization of relations. President Mubarak told CNN yesterday that Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon asked him to arrange a back-channel meeting with Abdullah to explore the proposal. Mubarak said he sent the message, but he's pessimistic about the response.
I don't think the Crown Prince Abdullah, the country of the holy places, will be able to meet with Sharon unless there is peace.
The Israeli official in Washington says Israel would like a face-to-face meeting with Saudi leaders, but Saudi Arabia has said not now. President Mubarak also announced yesterday that he has taken an initiative on his own in behalf of peace. He told CNN he's invited Sharon and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to a summit at the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh.
Not to solve the problem, but to give the impression to both parties, to the people on both sides, to the people in the Arab world, that there is a window of hope. We have to work on it.
But Sharon, says Mubarak, has declined. The Israeli position is that negotiations will not resume until there is a significant halt in violence. Mubarak is expected to tell President Bush that such a position dooms the peace process, as it cedes control of the situation to radical elements opposed to peace. The Egyptian president also is expected to appeal for U.S. pressure on Israel to allow Arafat to attend the Arab summit, where the Saudi initiative is supposed to be more clearly defined. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.